There were more attacks on the power grid in the Pacific Northwest last year than the previous 6 years combined. Police don't know who is behind them or if they're connected, but an investigation by Conrad Wilson from Oregon Public Broadcasting and John Ryan from KUOW in Seattle finds the FBI has been warning utilities of white supremacist plans for attack.
After a series of power outages on Christmas Day on the outskirts of Tacoma, Washington, the 911 calls poured in.
911, what are you reporting?
Power station over here off the Palliser Highway, and it's on fire.
Okay.
Three of the transformers are burning on top.
Power substations convert high voltages into the lower voltages that keep America's lights on and appliances running. Somebody had cut their way into four substations and sabotaged the equipment inside. They knocked out power to more than 10,000 people. Tacoma public utility officials called for emergency help.
The reason for the large power outage down there is we had someone break into our substation and open circuit breakers and pry open boxes. So I was trying to get someone to respond to that substation.
The Christmas attacks were just the latest of 15 grid attacks in the Northwest since June. In most cases, the motives aren't known. By New Year's Eve, two local men had been arrested for the Christmas crimes. Prosecutors say the men didn't appear to have political motives. They aimed to knock out power so they could rob local businesses undetected.
The arrests are encouraging, but we believe that the threat still exists.
Doug Johnson is a spokesperson for the Bonneville Power Administration. The federal agency sells hydropower in the Northwest.
We have not slowed down our efforts to further harden our substations and protect them in a physical manner.
In November and early December of last year, as the attacks accelerated, the FBI warned utilities of an increase in threats from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists. That's government speak for neo-Nazis. The FBI bulletins say extremist calls to sabotage the grid were possibly to blame for the attacks in the Northwest prior to the ones on Christmas Day.
We're in a real wave of domestic extremist violence right now that's been increasing for several years.
Mary McCord is a former top national security official at the Department of Justice. McCord says it doesn't matter to extremist groups who actually carries out the attacks. Just the fact that the attacks are happening contributes to their goal of sowing discord.
White supremacists and others who are seeking to advance their own causes for ideological reasons can use that to sort of advance their purported goals of causing the chaos, undermining the government, undermining general stability.
Neo-Nazi groups have launched several plots to take out the U.S. grid in recent years. They've even put out how-to manuals to make it easier to attack vulnerable parts of the nation's critical infrastructure. Joshua Fisher-Birch is a researcher with the Counter-Extremism Project, which tracks these groups' online activities.
The recent substation attacks have been spoken about in glowing terms by certain members of the extreme right, and particularly by neo-Nazi accelerationists.
Whoever's behind these attacks, energy experts say they're playing with fire. Ian Cope is a spokesperson for the Grays Harbor Public Utility District in Southwest Washington. His utility was targeted three times last year.
You're talking about thousands of megawatts of electricity coming through these highly sensitive pieces of equipment, and it's somewhat miraculous that this hasn't led to a fatality yet.
Federal energy officials in December launched a four-month study of ways to protect America's far-flung electrical grid from bad actors. For now, much of the system is so fragile that it doesn't take sophisticated conspiracies to do major damage. For NPR News, I'm John Ryan in Seattle.
And I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.